I want you to introduce to you Reverend Dr. Vinay Masih. He is an ordained Baptist ministry minister from India. He recently arrived here in Canada, and the four local CPOQ churches are proposing to have asked Pastor Vinay to plant a church among South Asians in Brampton area. So we are still working on this plan. So please pray for this proposal. And we are glad that Dr. Vinay can be with us preaching the word here and worship with us together. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It is so wonderful to see that God's people, God's children are together worshiping in this beautiful or marvelous, you know, sanctuary. And it is so wonderful to see that whenever we get such opportunities to worship the Lord, people, especially when they come together, God really pours out his blessings upon those people so that his children be blessed by the blessings of God and continue to worship the Lord and enjoy their spiritual life on this earth. To begin with, I would like to, first of all, extend my word of thanks to Pastor Ming for having been invited to me to bring the word of God to this congregation, to this fellowship this morning. I am also grateful to the board members who have decided that I should be one of the preachers on this particular Sunday this morning so that together we can share and learn from the word of God. I especially want to extend my appreciation, or the word of appreciation, to the person, to the friend who came in the beginning and extended the word of welcome to me. And most importantly, I was really taken away when my brother, you know, read out the two scripture lessons beautifully. I like the way you were reading, you know. I enjoyed. I closed my Bible, you know, and I started, you know, listening to you, and the way you delivered the word of God, this lesson, you know, these two scriptures this morning. So I very much appreciate that. Thank you very much, and I'm really grateful to God for this wonderful opportunity. Pastor Ming and myself, you know, have been known to each other not very long, just, you know, the couple of times we have met each other, and I really appreciate the way God is leading you and this church under the leadership of you, so that, you know, many more people may come to the kingdom of God and glorify the name of the Lord. So this morning I am here to share from the word of God. I am not the perfect person, but I am a humble servant of God, and I hope that we will together try to ponder upon the word of God, and let us see what God has, you know, for us this morning, for our spiritual life and for growth and development of our total life on this earth, so that we can really enjoy our life together in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let us look to the Lord in prayer. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Dear God, we are so grateful to you for having brought us together in your sanctuary on this holy day to worship you, to exalt your name, and glorify your name in and through our lives on this earth. Father God, this morning, thy children have come here with their hearts and minds prepared to listen to your words, to enjoy your music, to glorify your name. And Lord, we pray to thee to help us as we now meditate upon your word briefly. Lord Jesus, prepare our hearts and minds and speak to us, Lord, through these two scripture lessons from which we are going to share something and learn through these scriptures in the light of the Holy Spirit of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My dear friends, two scripture lessons have already been read before us. And those two scripture lessons are found in the book of Psalm, chapter 1. And it has only 6 verses altogether. The first scripture lesson that was read before us little while ago has only 6 verses, and that is the book of Psalm, chapter 1. And simultaneously, another chapter, scripture lesson was read before us, and that is from the Gospel, New Testament, the Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 16. You might have noticed while we were listening to these two, you know, the scriptures read before us by our brother, you might have noticed that both the scripture lessons gives us an indication that if you really want to be a blessed person on this earth, if you really want to be a child of God and glorify His name in and through your life, you need to follow certain rules and regulations. You know, from the worldly point of view, if we see these two scripture lessons, whatever things or items, be it electronics, be it any gadgets, or new house, or vehicle, or anything that we purchase or we go to, you know, buy that particular item for us or things for us, you might have noticed that before you sign the paper or the documents or, you know, some agreements, very thin line is given there, 2 to 3 lines in the bottom of the agreement, terms and conditions apply, TNC. Did you notice? If you go and apply for the education loan or any sort of loans in, you know, the nearby banks, there is always written, you know, down, you know, on the paper that terms and conditions apply. You might not have noticed, but there is always this 2-3 lines are there that TNC apply. And you are very careful, you know, the moment you comes to know that, yes, if I don't pay my bills on time, on due dates, you know, certainly there will be some heavy fine on me, and I'll have to bear the expenses, extra expenses. And same is with the Christian life, my dear and brother and sisters, that we need to follow certain rules and regulations in order to receive blessings from God and continue to be blessed by God through our earthly journey on this earth. So, in the light of the book of Psalm, chapter 1, which has only 6 verses, the psalmist, the man of God, David, he begins this psalm, this particular phrase, which says, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. We all need blessings, don't we? We all need blessings. We all need happiness, joy, peace, loving kindness in our lives. We want to enjoy our life on this earth. If we really, truly believe in God, the Almighty, we want to really enjoy and be blessed by Him and be a blessing to our fellow human being who are around us, our neighborhood, our classmates, our friends, our colleagues at workplace or wherever we are. And so David says here, for which I have rightly put forward this particular theme or the topic which is in your bulletin already printed, the way of the righteous and the way of the unrighteous. The way of the righteous and the way of the unrighteous. The way of godly people and the way of ungodly people. The way of love and the way of hate or hatred. This particular Psalms talks about all these things. And this morning we have certain, the guidelines on which we need to really ponder upon. Are we really blessed people? Can we 100% claim that, yes, I belong to the Lord? He is my portion. He is my everything. In our singing, through our music and songs, beautiful songs. As this morning, the worship leaders or the worship teams, led us to prepare our hearts and mind so that we can receive the word of God into our minds and hearts. My dear friends, are we really, blessed one? Can we claim God's sovereignty, His powerfulness, that He really controls your life, your family, your children, and whatever that you do, including myself? And so, David says, there are certain characteristics. If you really want to have this tag on your forehead or in your heart that you belong to the Lord, you need to follow certain, the points and terms and conditions you need to take care of. And so, David says, in the very first part of this particular psalm, though very small psalm, only 6 verses, but in the first part, verses 1 to 3, he talks about, he tells, certain things, he reminds God's people about certain things that if you really want to be a blessed person and blessings to other people, you need to follow certain things. And in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, which is a very familiar, scripture lesson, and that is nothing but the beatitude. And I sometimes call it Christian's attitudes. Beatitude, your attitude, my attitude as a Christian on this earth. See in the mirror. And mirror is right here in the Bible, and the lesson was read to us, Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 16. Blessed are those. Blessed if you have these. You go through this. I need not explain this. We have been, reading Word of God, especially the Beatitude or the Sermon on the Mount from our childhood days in Sunday schools. And many a time we also must have heard, from preachers preaching on the Sermon on the Mount and Beatitude. So I need not elaborate much on this. But what I am making the connection here in both the scripture lessons, that something important if you really claim that you are a blessed person. Yours is a blessed family. And you belong to the Lord. check your life, Christian life, your faith, or rather our faith, and introspect, evaluate whether I am really going on the right direction, whether I have really taken the right path on which I need to walk, and glorify the name of the Lord in and through my life. And so, the servant of the Lord David says here, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Now, what do we mean by this? We need to, you know, live our life in the midst of all present contexts that are existing or that is existing. But how can we, you know, safeguard our Christian faith, our Christian life, our Christian witness wherever we are placed, either at our workplace, either at home, or in the college, or in the class, or wherever we are? How are we going to protect our Christian faith and Christian life and the witness that we have received from the Almighty God? After you and me have accepted Him as our Lord and personal Savior, my dear friends, does not walk in the counsel of the wicked or stand in the way of sinners. We are separated people. We are chosen people by God Himself. We are unique people. We belong to the Lord. We have a separate lifestyle. It looks so easy and beautiful for us to behave as Christians, you know, within the four walls of this sanctuary. It is so comfortable. But how is our walk and talk outside? That is the main thing. Inside, all right. We all look holy, 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 holy. Wonderful. Are we really of the same spirit, of the same character, of the same nature outside? When we confront people outside, anywhere we go, our walk, our talk as Christian must be the same. How we look inside or within this four wall, the same expression, attitude, kindness, meekness, mentioned on the Sermon on the Mount, beatitude, should and must reflect when we talk, when we walk in and through our lives. So that people should know. That is why, towards the end, the lesson was read, you know, the last verse, I think. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Beautiful verse. I personally like this verse, you know, very much. I really, you know, whenever I read this or think of this particular verse, I again and again fell in love with this particular verse. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I think verse 16, Matthew chapter 5. We are chosen people. It is very sad to see that chosen people, though we are chosen people, at times we come to know that we are not doing the things which God has really commanded us to do. We are not going on the right direction for which God has, you know, saved our life, that Vinay or so-and-so, you must go in this direction and you will find your destination over there. And you will be my true child, disciple on this earth. Very difficult to get ourselves separated, you know, from ungodly people. the way of righteous and the way of unrighteous. This is what David is trying to, you know, explain to us, you know, in this particular chapter. And then, or sit, you know, then in the second verse, it says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. How many times we open the Bible, take some time out to read from the Word of God? We are so busy on this earth. We have so many assignments. We have so many commitments. We have so many things, so many backlog. Oh, some other time. Anyway, God is not here. He can't see. He is somewhere there. So it's okay. I can just avoid, you know, this reading from the Word of God. Let me complete my assignment first, you know, so that I can get the good grade and I can submit on time my assignment, blah, 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 blah. You know, so how serious we are. We love to keep Bibles of different colors, of different versions, you know, in our homes. Blue color Bible, white color Bible, Thomson Chain Reference Bible, Revised Standard Version Bible, New International Version Bible, and blah, so many. Blue color, white color, thick Bible, large word Bible, bold letter Bible, New International Version. I have kept this New International Version Bible. You know, so many words. Now, these days we have Bibles available online. iPad, mobile phones, all the, you know, small gadgets, big gadgets, nothing wrong in that. But are we really getting into it? Taking some time out to go through the Word of God? David says here, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates upon the Word of God day and night. Never forget to sit at least for 2-3 minutes or 5 minutes. Spend some time at the feet of the Lord. This is one of the characteristics of a righteous person. And then further he says, and on his law he meditates day and night. And in verse 3, he is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. In John chapter 15, it says that you are the branches and I am the vine. The branch that abides with the tree bears much fruits. So same is with us. We are the branches and Lord Jesus Christ is the main tree, the source of everything, stream of waters, blessings, whatever that you require, whatever that I require on this earth, he is ready to give, readily available everything. And therefore, we need to be mindful of, you know, to feel the presence of God each and every moment. This is another characteristics of a righteous people or of a righteous person. And whatever that you desire, you will definitely have it in your life. And further it also says, and whose leaf does not wither. No matter what circumstances you may go in on this earth, if you are strong enough, if you are deeply rooted in the Word of God, no ups and downs, no problems, no situation will dare disturb you, will distract your mind from the Almighty God. He will protect you. He will protect me. He will be my guard. He will be my source of everything. That is what the Word of God tells us. Whose leaf does not wither. This is another characteristic. Whatever he does, prosperous. We want to have prosperity in our life, isn't it? Everyone wants to have happy life, enjoy life. All the blessings that God has for us, we want to enjoy that. But you can get those blessings from the Almighty God with the condition if we follow these guidelines and characteristics mentioned in the very first part of Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. And further it says, not so the wicked, the second part. The first part we have just gone through, now the second part. Not so the wicked, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Unrighteous people are not like righteous people. They don't bother about who is God, what I have to do with God. I am my God, I am on my own. And so for such people, David says here, they are like chaff. Their life on this earth is temporary. It will wither off, it will gone. And people will forget about him or her. And they will always remember for only a couple of things. He was not a good man. Good that he's gone. She was not a good person. Good that she's gone. But godly people, righteous people, will always be remembered. Even if they have finished their earthly journey, they will be remembered. Oh, he was such a righteous man. Oh, he really loved the Lord. He was very kind. He was a very meek person. I have received so many blessings from him and her. People say. And they are always remembered. People always talk about them. Whenever there is a gathering, and if their references comes, we really miss him. In such a gathering, you know. He was such a godly man, you know. We enjoyed his blessings. I have learned so many things from his life or her life. We always remember. My dear friends, two questions I am leaving before us this morning as a conclusion. Are we really the blessed people? Are we really the righteous people or unrighteous? I am no one. Pastor Ming is no one to raise our finger on you. It is you, it is the business between you and your Almighty God. You have to decide. You have to evaluate, introspect your life. In the light of these two scripture lessons, the book of Psalm chapter 1 and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 to 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. God bless you all. Amen.
Thank you very much, Dr. Vinny Massey, for your message. And as we close, we're going to sing a song called Whom Shall I Fear, the God of Angel Armies. And the song talks about how that we can, how God is always at our sides, and he's always watching over us, and that we can act, and that we can, and although darkness surrounds us, that we can still allow our light to fall, that we can still have confidence because God gives us strength to shine in the darkness. So let's think about that. Let's sing this with confidence as we conclude the service. So let's all rise for this. hear me when I call?
You hear me when I call. You are my morning song. Though darkness fills the night, it cannot hide the night. Whom shall I fear? You crush the enemy underneath my feet. You are my sword and shield. Though troubles linger still, whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
My strength is in your name.
My strength is in your name. For you alone can say, you will deliver me. Yours is the victory. Whom shall I fear?
Whom shall I fear?
Whom shall I fear? I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side.
Nothing formed,
and nothing formed against me shall stand. You hold the whole world in your hand. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful.
Nothing formed,
and nothing formed against me shall stand.
You hold the whole world.
You hold the whole world in your hand. I'm holding on to your promises. You are faithful. You are faithful. You are faithful. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. I know who goes before me. I know who stands behind. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The one who reigns forever, he is a friend of mine. The God of angel armies is always by my side. The God of angel armies